When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Her office on Main Street. She's in the WGHN studio. We say hello to Sandy Gentry. Good morning. How are you?
Great. Good morning.
So good to see your smiling face this morning.
Thank you. Even though it's still dark out.
Isn't it weird? It's weird, isn't it?
I know about this time change.
Yeah, it's just so different. I know. I can't wait till it's like light out at 6:30 in the morning. I was looking over your website, Sandy Gentry, Sandy with an I, .com. All kinds of amazing homes. You know, and we were talking off the air that when I go on the air, I don't like to assume that everybody knows everything because people are moving into this town all the time. You know that.
They're
selling houses. How did you get your start? Because honestly, I don't know.
Well, that was 33 years ago, almost 34 years. And what I first had initially been doing is I would renovate houses. So I'd find houses that needed to be improved. I would renovate them. In 1 year, I had done too many in a year. And I said I needed to get my real estate license. And that is what I did. And in my first year of real estate, within 6 months, I became rookie of the year. And then I just kind of knew this was my path.
Isn't that something? You just knew it after that first house that you sold. How many people are on your team, the Sandy Gentry team?
Well, we actually have 4 agents. Well, actually 5. My youngest daughter just joined our team.
Awesome.
Yes.
How cool is that?
Yes. I have 2 daughters, a son-in-law, and then Kelly and Hannah. So we have just a fantastic team. And then I have 2 admins that work with me.
Okay.
Right hand and my left hand.
Now, you've served over 5,600 families, $1.7 billion in total sales. This is all on the website. But off the air, we were talking, you know, you also help first-time home buyers as well.
I love it. They're my favorite.
Well, I would imagine so, because you're helping people start their lives. But here's the thing, Sandy, in this economy, how do you help a first-time home buyer?
It's
what process
hard.
Are you going through right
it
now?
It is hard. So we just start at the beginning, get them prepared, ready, qualified, so they can get a mortgage. We find out what price they're comfortable spending. And then, of course, we start the search, which is a hard search. So a lot of times we have to find properties that are off the market. Otherwise, if they go to make an offer, they're competing against maybe 20 other offers.
Right.
So
it can get a little tricky there. Yeah.
Yes,
so you have to
definitely.
Really stay on top of things.
We do.
I would imagine you've been doing this for quite some time. At this point, you might be selling houses to the children of people that you sold houses to.
I am, and it is the best that is happening right now.
That is so awesome.
I think I'm 3rd generation, and then I sold to the mom and dad, then I sold to their mom and dad, mm-hmm. both sides, and then I've sold to their kids, and then the other son. I mean, it's just, and then the cousins, and
right.
It's just amazing how, you know, you do a great job for your clients, and it's amazing how you almost become part of their family.
Oh, I would imagine so. You probably get invited to barbecues and baptisms and all that kind of
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Your office is pretty busy. The Sandy Gentry team in the office on Washington is a very inviting office. And you also hold different events there, too.
We do. And that is exactly why we built it.
Okay.
We want people to stop in anytime with their dogs, their kids. Dog friendly, kid friendly.
That's wonderful, yeah.
And we always have a hot cup of coffee waiting for anybody. They
okay.
can use the bathroom. It's always fun to catch up. So we always say the door is open.
You have some properties, featured properties on the website right now. I'm in love with this home on Fruitport Road.
Oh, I know which one you're talking
about. A little over four million, but oh my God.
The house. We talked about this earlier.
By the purse, by the shoes, by the house.
By the house.
It's just spectacular. Is there a house that stands out in your mind, like where you weren't expecting it to be what it was? Or
you know,
I bet you see a lot of things.
I am in love with so many of my listings right now.
Are you really?
We have, I think, such great inventory, such unique inventory. It's, yes, I think we just have a great selection right now.
You really do, and these houses are just incredible. I'm loving this. Oh, wow. There is one. Okay, there is a
We're
house
gonna on, sell you a house yet.
Yeah,
here.
You are. There's a house on 130th Avenue in Fruitport, and it's, I can't even explain what it is.
It's I know which one you're
You know
thinking.
What I'm talking about. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, head to Sandy
and
Gentry.
And beautiful property.
What's that?
And beautiful property.
And beautiful property. Well, that's a plus, too, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful property as well. Are a lot of people still buying homes? You know, with the beach erosion and all that, they're still buying homes along the
lake
shore.
They are. Okay. Definitely. We are so busy right now, and
are you
I
really?
Am not complaining. I feel like our season has just, it went right from a busy 23 right into 24, and it has just stayed especially busy.
And people from all over the state moving to West Michigan? Because I know a lot of people, my friends on the other side of the state, they want to come here and retire.
I don't blame them.
Yeah. That's where they want to, retire here.
Lansing, Detroit, mm-hmm. I have California. I'm closing today a client from Puerto Rico.
Really? Very
yes.
cool.
I know. So all over.
How important is the Downtown Development Authority in Grand Haven Main Street to your business, to the Sandy Gentry team?
Well, I love our downtown. I love our Main Street committee that we have. We're always trying to do something for our community. We're always coming together and thinking, how can we make Grand Haven better? And those are the people that I work with. Mm-hmm. And we right now have a committee, and I am so excited because we have something going on every night for the first block. So we've been getting together with a small committee to create different activities, family-friendly, dog-friendly.
Okay.
Adult friendly.
Very
so
nice.
It is going to be a blast.
What changes, as we wrap up this interview with our Main Street Spotlight, what changes have you seen in home? Because it's so funny. I was thinking, I wrote an article about cousins in the Grand Haven Tribune, and I was thinking about the house I grew up in, one bathroom, an upstairs and two bedrooms downstairs. We would have the whole, from back east, all our cousins, like 10 of them, stay in our little
yeah.
house. I don't even know where they slept. What changes are you seeing in homes right now?
Well, I don't know. I mean, as far as...
Like, what's the most important room in a home right now?
Oh, the kitchen.
It is, isn't it? Okay, it's still
totally
the kitchen. It's still the kitchen.
I think it makes it or breaks it.
Because that's where people, well, obviously cook their meals, but that's where the important conversations happen, you
it
think?
It is.
Okay, so the kitchen
Definitely.
Is still important.
It is.
All right.
I think so.
Very nice. I have to tour one of these homes sometime. I'm just going to call you up and say, you know what? I want to take a look at that property. I so appreciate you being here. And
thank you for having me.
If people want to get a hold of you, they can reach you at 935-1150.
Yes.
They can head to the website, Sandy Gentry. That's Sandy with an I. And you can check out all the amazing properties. And, of course, you're very active on social media as well.
Yes, or just stop in the office.
Yeah, just stop in. Bring your dog and your kids.
Definitely.
Thanks for being here. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Go, go, downtown.